federal workers are overpaid. No, they're underpaid. Well, these days, the truth depends on whom you ask. One committee in Congress wants to get to the bottom of whether federal workers' pay is fair. So it's doing what Congress does best. They're holding a hearing. Florida Congressman Ross is chairman of the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, Congressman Dennis Ross. And he tells Federal News Radio what this pay hearing is going to be all about.
This is an issue that a lot of people campaigned on in 2010 that has really come to the forefront, not only because of campaign rhetoric, but also because of the budget situation we're in. So, you know, our job is to truly raise the awareness of this and to be a fact finder to determine, you know, what the status is between federal and private sector employments and payroll.
You know, this is a debate that's been going on. The pendulum swings. It's been going on for years and years and years. And now it's really back in the forefront and really has gained some momentum. Do you have any idea what it is going into this that you may find? Do you have kind of some priorities ready to take on?
I think the first thing to do is to find common ground. And I think we can all agree that the federal budget is out of control. I think we can all agree that we've seen a private sector workforce decline dramatically by probably millions of jobs in the last 3 years, and yet we've seen an increase in the federal workforce. Now, based on those, I think, facts, agreeable facts, we then go forward and say, how do we handle this? And I think we all agree that we need to make sure that the federal government recruits and retains the best workforce it possibly can. And once we get to that step, then comes the big question is, then how do we go about doing it? And, you know, comparable pay is very difficult to define between private and public sectors because of so many differences, the different types of jobs, the different geographic locations. But yet you also have to make sure that we've empowered our managers, our federal managers, with the ability to recruit, retain, and reward the best performing employees. And so I think that what we're going to look at is not only compensation, but also the method and manner by which we retain federal employees. And I think that's important because those that are doing very well in the federal system, I think, should and will continue to do very well. But when we've seen federal employments grow, and right now we're going to be at, 2.15 million federal employees, which is the largest federal workforce we've ever had. And we've come a long way in the last 10 years when President Clinton said, you know, the era of big government is over. Well, I think it's back. And from a budget standpoint, we just have to address this. And it's not a vilification of federal workforce. Believe me, it's not. I am very grateful to those that have made a career out of the federal workforce in doing and performing essential government functions.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. I was actually just doing an interview with Harris Poll, and the poll seems to indicate that while the public opinion about the federal workforce may be slipping, the people love the services that they get from the federal workforce, you know, security and Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and you know, law enforcement services. There seems to be a disconnect there. Do you think your hearing will help maybe bridge that gap, that disconnect?
Well, I hope it's a strong step in the right direction to bridge that gap. And this may take quite a while. But from a consumer standpoint, they want to make sure that when they need a service, an essential government service provided by the federal government, that they don't get a recording, that they don't get somebody that's insensitive, that they don't get somebody that's going to pawn them off on somebody else. They want to have somebody that's genuinely interested in performing that service and answering their needs. And those people are out there. Those federal employees are out there. But maybe we've just created this bureaucratic organization that has become insensitive, not only in perception, but in some cases reality. And so that's what I'm hopeful that this hearing starts, is a fact-finding approach to not only the compensation of the federal workforce as it relates to the private sector, but also the tools necessary to make sure that we recruit, retain, and reward the best and the brightest in the federal system.
I hear you making a very specific distinction between the federal workers themselves and the sort of unwieldy machine that they might be toiling within, and maybe changing the machine, the culture of government, versus vilifying the worker.
Well, we have to be honest with ourselves, too, because some of those that run the machine may have negotiated through collective bargaining some wonderful pension benefits, some great arbitration methods or procedures, But we have to make sure that at the end of the day, that whatever these federal workers expect whenever they retire is actually there. Because it's an incredible disservice to them to say, oh, but when you work till age 56 and you got your 30 years in, under your defined benefit plan, you're going to get X, but then it's not there. And I think that's what we have to do, is we have to look at, make sure that, that their best interest, the best interest of the federal workers, has been taken into consideration, not only by the federal government, but those who also represent those federal workers. The transparency needs to be there to make sure that, that they get what they've bargained for in terms of their health care and their pension benefits.
So who is going to be speaking at this hearing? Where are you going to be gathering your data?
Well, we've got, we've got James Shirk, who's with the Heritage Foundation. We've got Colleen Kelly, who is president of the National Treasury Employees Union. We've got Max Steyer, who's president and CEO of Partnership for Public Service. And we've got some others. We've got somebody from the Office of Personnel Management also going to testify. So, you know, we've got, a broad base of resource to testify tomorrow.
And I have to ask about the specific topic, federal workers being underpaid. I understand that the big issue right now is the budget, continuing resolutions. Will there be furloughs? I mean, these are the issues that are going on,
right,
and what people are talking about in agencies. And you picked sort of a subset of a subset,
yeah,
whether they're underpaid, whether they're being fairly compensated. And I'm wondering what inspired you to go with that direction, and are you looking to compare and contrast with private sector, or are you looking specifically at federal workers?
Well, we're looking specifically at federal workers because that's what we have oversight over. We don't have oversight necessarily over the compensation of private sector workers. But I think that coming off this election cycle in 2010, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is, you know, compensation for federal workers. And I think we need to be honest with everybody and address this as soon as we can. You know, there's a lot of mixed data. There's a lot of opinions across the board. And so if we can act as a fact-finding board, as a fact-finding committee, to really address this issue, resolve this issue, and then I think from there we can move on to other issues that concern, you know, the issues of furloughs and other cost-cutting methods for federal employment. And I don't want to see us have to go that route. I want us to see us have the best, the brightest, and most efficient workforce out there. I think everybody wants to see that, including those that are in the workforce. I don't have a hidden agenda. I'm not out there to vilify a workforce or a union or anybody else. I'm out there to make sure that we're all successful in our efforts to make sure we have the best workforce doing the best job in the best country.